Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Apollo Pipes Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aseem from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shruti, and good afternoon to everyone. It's a pleasure to welcome you all on Apollo Pipes Q1 FY27 earnings call. So we have the leadership team of Apollo Pipes with us, who will take us through the quarterly results, and then we can open up to questions post the management team's comments. I now hand the call to Mr. Sameer Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director. Over to you, Mr. Gupta.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sameer Gupta. I have joined today with Mr. Arun Agarwal, JMD, Mr. A.K. Jain, CFO, Mr. Anubhav Gupta, Group CSO. I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you to our Q1 FY27 earnings call. The start of FY27 has been soft as geopolitical situations continue to disrupt global supply chains. The volatility in PVC resin prices was even higher in Q1 FY27, with prices falling by rupees 32 per kg in April, followed by little stability in May, but prices fell again by rupees 5 per kg in June. Our focus was to ride this tide without hurting our balance sheet and losing market share. Apollo Pipes Q1 FY27 total sales volume was flat YoY. Needless to say that both primary and secondary demand in April were worst due to extreme price drop of 30% in the first 20 days, but it started to recover May onwards. Our consolidated EBITDA was hurt due to inventory write-downs, aggressive pricing, and fixed expenses for our new business verticals. Our normalized business EBITDA margins were 7% on consolidated basis. Now, the focus is to sustain EBITDA margins and increase volume in high double digit. This will be supported by our newly commissioned Varanasi plant and continuous ramp-up of Maharashtra plant. Looking at the current scenario, I believe the second half will be much better than the first half as the monsoon impact will be over for the construction industry to perform better. That concludes our opening remarks. Now we are glad to take questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sneha from Nuvama. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Hi, team. Good afternoon. Just a couple of questions from my end. Just wanted to gauge the current scenario of what is the impact of the recently imposed MIP as per you, what it does in terms of PVC pricing, and how are we passing that on ground at this point of time?
Hi, Sneha. Yeah, the current MIP was applied around 12 days back, and it is $766 per metric ton, which in Indian terms amounts to 82 rupees approximate per kg on export basis. So the current Reliance price is slightly above this price, and the market is again near to the Reliance price, or you can say 1 or 2% above this Reliance price, the market price. So the overall premium is there right now because of the MIP and because of some shortage, because of the steep falls in the Q1. People are not very keen to keep inventories with them because of that disturbed global scenario. So the market is there despite that monsoon is there, the premium is there, and the demand is also good because of the low inventories with the channel partners. So put together all the, you can say the prices are stable to a little bit of, you can say, downwards in the next few, you can say, weeks, but not too much scope is there because of the MIP. That price will be settled to the level of 82 rupees. It cannot go below that as MIP has been fixed by the Indian government. So we feel that the prices should remain stable in the next near future.
Understood. And secondly, how is the demand on ground at this point of time? What was the reason for sectoral level volumes not being in double digit or the way that we were anticipating earlier? was it agri which was you know bad, or was it the real estate demand which is hit, and currently you know what's the situation on ground?
So Sneha, Anubhav here. See, I mean, if we'll talk about quarter one, April month was pretty bad because of almost 30% decline in the PVC prices. So both real estate and agri demand suffered because of that. Then in May and June, the prices became slightly stable, and that also got into good momentum for sales, both at primary and secondary level. July is also doing decently well, in line with like how May and June performed. And now that monsoon is at its peak, maybe next 15-20 days, overall demand should be slightly soft. But as the monsoon goes away, the construction activity will pick up strongly, and it will push demand at both primary and secondary level. And that's how we also project our sales momentum for FY27. That Q1 was soft, of course, flattish YOY, but quarter two will be better than quarter one on QOQ basis, and then second half will be quite good compared to the first half.
Understood. And lastly, on the margins front, I think in your opening remarks, you did mention that there were certain one-offs related to new businesses. Could you quantify those one-offs?
Right. So so one is the Varanasi plant, which is ramping up. Okay. So some upfront costs linked to that. And secondly, the window profile business also, because it's a direct D2C product offering, right? So there are some additional salary costs which we took up to build a team at the ground level.
Could you quantify any of these?
Right. So so see, I mean, how I would like to tell about margins in quarter one is that the net business margins, okay, normalized business margins at EBITDA level were like 7% for the consolidated business, out of which 8% was for Apollo standalone and 6% was for Kisan standalone. So overall at console level it was at 7%, and I mean at Apollo standalone level, because of Varanasi and window profile, 0.5% will be the additional cost, right, due to the new businesses, and rest was the inventory write down from the P&L.
Understood. And lastly, where does now your guidance stand at? That's the last question from mine, both in terms of volumes as well as margin.
Correct. So in terms of volume, we are confident of double digit high double digit volume growth for next coming years, including FY27. Okay, like I said, quarter one was soft, but Q2 is definitely going to be better than Q1. And second half after monsoon, everything at macro level, we will get good support, and both the channels, partners and the end customer, both are kind of just waiting for more price stability, which anyways is taking place, and after monsoons are gone, construction activity will pick up. So we are fairly confident that FY27 we will be doing double digit volume growth, and with Varanasi coming in, Maharashtra plant from Kisan ramping up, plus new products like window profile started contributing to our top line. So that will fuel growth for FY28, FY29 also. So we continue to maintain our high double-digit volume growth in the coming years.
And margins?
Margins, Apollo, now that Kisan also will get merged at some point, we already have filed the scheme, right? So at the business level, we believe that 7 to 8% EBITDA margin for the next 12 to 15 months is what we're going to achieve, right? Once the plants stabilize and we start getting the operating leverage benefits, then margins will start inching up.
Got it. Thanks a lot, team, and all the very best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Amaya from Value Equity. Please proceed.
Hi, am I audible?
Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I have two questions. One is on the window and door profiles. What is the kind of outlook? What is the kind of targets we have in this segment? And secondly, because of the volatility seen, a lot of small players would have faced some disruptions to manage inventories, right? So are we seeing initial signs of market share gains and volumes? So I'd like to hear some commentary on that. Thank you.
For window profiles, we expect that business to contribute 7 to 8% to our revenue, okay, in FY27, and gradually it will keep on improving, and maybe it will settle at around 10% as per the current capacity. Once the current capacity gets consumed, then we will expand more capacity, and the business has potential to be like 15% to the overall Apollo Pipes portfolio. But that's a bit far. Right now, the focus is to take this to 7 to 8% of the revenue and then ultimately to 10% on 100% capacity utilization for the existing plant. As far as the second question regarding the disruption among the small players, yes, such volatility brings a lot of disruption for the industry. I mean, companies with stronger balance sheets and margin spread, they are able to absorb such inventory write-downs. But smaller players do suffer, and we saw that happening in quarter one also. And despite the contraction in the industry in terms of volume, we were able to maintain a flattish volume YOY. So this does suggest that we gained market share.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sagar Pamnani from Bajaj Alternate. Please proceed.
Hello. Hello. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, actually, most of my questions are answered. So just you mentioned that Q1 will be flattish Y1 basis. So just wanted to know, if I have to see Q2, sir, you said it Q1, it will be better. But I'm just asking, ki, if I have to see YY basis, so how it will look like? You can throw some.
It will be double-digit growth on YY basis in quarter two.
Double-digit growth?
Yes.
Okay. And if you can give some guidance for the next year and coming years, like I think you have given some targets earlier. So how confident are you and how those trends look like, if you can just throw some color on that also.
So our long-term target by FY31 is to have four large plants across India, each plant contributing 800 to 1,000 crore of revenue with 10% plus EBITDA margin, okay, from the PVC pipes business, which comprise of all piping, UPVC, CPVC, then fittings, right? So that is one portfolio. Okay. And the other products in which we are entering, for example, window profiles, water tank, solvents, and bath fittings. So this portfolio put together, and maybe some new additions going forward, that portfolio in next 4 years should be generating 1,000 crore revenue. So that is our long-term 5-year goal for Apollo Pipes as a business in the plumbing and bath fitting segment.
Okay. And how are you trying to fund this? Like you will buy a debt or it will be...
No, so CapEx, right now the company is almost net cash. Okay, I mean all this CapEx of 500-600 crore rupees in last 2-3 years was done from internal cash flow and fundraise from the promoters and a foreign fund. Okay, so to achieve these numbers, the next leg of CapEx requires 600-700 crore rupees put together in 5 years, right? So so I think 70-80% will be met from our internal cash flows, and if there is any requirement of more funds, balance sheet of that size can manage some debt, or we will raise equity. But we are 100% sure that the ongoing capex will be funded from internal cash flow. There will not be requirement of raising any debt or equity.
Okay, just last profile on those products that you mentioned, like this, if you can throw some color on that also.
On what? Sorry, say it again.
No, you said 2-3 products that you are launching. So I just wanted to know what will be the margin profile of those things.
Okay, so see, I mean, the margin profile is 10-15%. Okay, is whatever new product addition takes place, right? So that's always in our minds that it should be like double-digit margin, and more than that, the focus is that it should generate 25% ROC.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much. Thanks. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Neha from Nuvama. Please proceed.
Hi team, thanks a lot for the follow-up. Just wanted to check on the government CAPEX fund at this point of time, given that you have OPVC exposure as well and HDP also. How are things on ground? Are you seeing any pickup or disbursements from the government happening, or some sense on scenario would be helpful.
So there was some encouragement we saw during the budget, right, that government is willing to release more funds for Nal Se Jal program for the country. So obviously these things take time, right? New budget allocations and then disbursement of funds. New tenders, new contractors, right? So it's a long-driven process which will take time. Nothing as yet, like we are 4 months into the new financial year. But we are hoping that in next 3-4 months, there could be some activity pickup from this category. But as of now, not much.
Understood. And secondly, on the CPVC front, how is the growth in there been? I mean, quarter one, and how are you seeing the response after your tie-up with Lubrizol?
So CPVC, Sneha, has grown in quarter one on YY basis, despite the flattish growth for the company at consolidated level. So that tie-up is showing results already. And we are more confident that as the co-branding, co-marketing activities which are being which are under process, it will create more visibility for both the brands and House of APL Apollo. So when we say that at company level we are targeting high double digit volume growth, the CPVC portfolio growth is going to be the one major contributor.
Understood. And lastly, could you tell me the CAPEX amount for this year, which will be FY27, and any plans for FY28 also if you've gathered?
So in both the years, the total CAPEX will be near about 200 crore rupees divided by like 100 crores in each year. This will be funded from operating cash flow. I mean, we are also working on our working capital efficiencies. In September balance sheet, you may see some release of working capital with better inventory churn. So all this 200 crore will be funded from internal cash flows.
Understood. Thanks, team, and all the interest.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Aseem from DAM Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. So actually, I had a question on the working capital, but although you did kind of mention that you are working on releasing it, but maybe you can just, talk about what are the initiatives you are planning to, release working capital, and maybe some comments around the competitive intensity as well, and whether the competition, rather the current environment will allow you to release rather tighten working capital anyway, both on receivables and inventory. So just some comments on that.
So Aseem, right now the inventory is at 80 days, okay, which was in FY26 ending, and same in Q1, June 2026, we are at like 80 days. Obviously, the sales volume has been a bit soft, right, in last 6 months. That's why inventory is at 80 days. So as the sales momentum picks up in the coming quarters and by the end of FY27, there is definitely a scope of rationalizing these inventory days, and we will have release of funds out of the capital, working capital, whether at the raw material level or at the finished good also. Debtor days are stable at 30. I'm glad to inform everyone. So our cash and carry schemes are working in our stronger markets, and as our experience of selling products in South and West India is becoming better, there also we are slowly, gradually starting cash and carry schemes with the distributors. So acceptance is there. So idea is to bring debtor days to maybe 25 days, maybe by FY27 end or maybe in first half of FY28, but there is a clear visibility. And obviously, because of flattish volume last year and in Q1 also, FY27, the scale of buying raw material, we will see from quarter to quarter three onwards. So the credit terms with suppliers also will become better. That will also help us release more funds, right? So we are working on all three segments, be it inventory, be it debtors, or be it creditors. And we will have a net working capital day target of 30, which right now is 45. But we are sure, we are confident that there is scope of release of working capital by 10 to 15 days eventually. If not this year, but definitely by next year.
Okay, and maybe you just want to, okay, I heard you on the working capital bit. Can you also talk about the confidence of 7-8% margins in the near term, given that competitive intensity is also high? And I mean, you guys also have been very much focused on volume market share at the cost of near-term margins. So if you are still aiming for the high double-digit volume growth, X of new plants contributing to it, basically, will the 7-8% margins still come through or not in the near term?
It would, Aseem, and that's what we performed in quarter one also, right? If you remove this inventory losses, our business margin will be 8% at Kisan level and 5-6% at, sorry, 8% at Apollo Pipes level and 6-7% at Kisan level. So consolidated, we are at 7%. Obviously, I mean, it was a period of high push sales, right? As things get normalized, sales momentum picks up at macro level. There is always a room to improve our margins by 50 basis points to 100 basis points. So we are confident of maintaining this margin at 7-8% at company level. And as Varanasi plant and window profile plant stabilize, margins will further inch up by 50 to 100 basis points.
Okay. Sorry, can you just quantify how much the inventory loss was in Q1?
So I think simple math you can do, Aseem. When I say our business EBITDA margin was 7% in consolidated levels, the EBITDA which came, majority was inventory losses.
Majority, okay. And just lastly, can you just comment on the PVC resin availability in India right now? Because, you know, I think there was some confusion about, you know, the customs duty. It got extended by 15 days. Now it has gone behind, and the MIP has also come in. But is availability on the ground still an issue from the import side, and is that also a reason why PVC prices have started to inch higher?
Yeah, Aseem, if we talk about the availability, of course, in the last few days, there has been some issues, but this is not because of other reasons. It is mainly because of the extensive rain at the ports. The ships are not able to de-stub themselves on time, and that's why it's taking extra time for the customers to get their containers. So it is very, you can say, very much normal, and the actual, if we see the global scenario, the availability is not a problem. in 10 days plus minus there, you get the material as per the schedule. That's only the reason. And because of the extensive rain in India, that disruption is there. And again, like I told earlier, that because of the extreme drop in first quarter of PVC resin, people were not very much encouraged to import resin too much. But right now, as the market has stabilized right now and the MIP has come into the picture, there is a base price for PVC resin. So now again, the people are importing. So I don't see that there will be any supply disruption in PVC resin in the near future.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Roshan from Antique Stock Broking. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand, so how demand has evolved, in areas like, agriculture, plumbing, infrastructure. So which end markets witnessed the sharpest slowdown during Q1?
So, see, both segments performed well in last 2 months, obviously mainly driven by construction segment, which forms 60% of our sales. And because of ongoing monsoon, so demand is definitely slow, which normally is very strong in March and April, but April month suffered because of crash in PVC prices. So there was some pent-up demand, which we saw during May and June. But now, construction demand will take over agri demand, and that will be the main contributor for sales momentum for us.
Okay, that's helpful. And now that the PVC prices have largely stabilized, so are you witnessing the distributors resuming inventory replenishment? So how has the demand trended in July?
So too early for them to start stocking up, to be fair on their side, okay, because the PVC prices have been so volatile that any call taken by them has not worked, right? So they are being very, 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 very cautious, okay? So I think if this stability sustains for, say, next 10-15 days, then definitely there will be restocking which would start. This will give a boost to the overall industry sales for the second quarter.
Okay, that was helpful. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Karan from AM Tech. Please proceed.
Information into securities. Good afternoon, team. So two things from my end. How is the Varanasi ramp up shaping, and how do we see that by FY 2027-28? Hello.
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yes.
So the total capacity for Varanasi in terms of revenue size is around 300 crores, the plant which can generate revenue in total. This year, the target is to utilize at least 30% of that. Okay. Q1, of course, because of industry scenario, that's not the right barometer. But from the second quarter onwards, we are seeing that traction coming in. So we are hopeful that we should be able to utilize 30% of the plant in FY 2027, and then 50-60%, 70% in FY 2028, and then balance in FY 2029.
Right, and also wanted to understand on the Kisan part, it's last 3 quarters that we've been, incurring operating losses as well, while we were very confident of benefits of Apollo growing to Kisan as well. So what is the missing pie out here?
So see, I would say first let's look at the silver lining. Okay, silver lining is that at the business EBITDA level, okay, we are making of 5-6% EBITDA, right? It's just that the industry scenario has been so bad in terms of PVC price volatility, we are not able to show that in the actual P&L. But at the business level, we are doing 5% EBITDA margin. So this is one encouraging encouraging measure. Okay. Now coming to the volume, right? Sales volume. For last four quarters, we are kind of flattish at around 5,500 ton per quarter. But if you look at quarter four, we almost touched 7,000 ton, right? And in quarter four of FY25 also, we touched 6,500 ton. Okay, so the plant has capacity to do like say 8,500 tons, right, in a quarter. It's just that we need some industry support, okay, because it was a weak plant, it was a weak brand, everything was weak, right? So for it to perform, we need some support from macro, which hasn't come, unfortunately, in the last 12 months. But now everyone feels that the worst is over for the industry, and a lot of work has happened in terms of team rationalization, in terms of shutting down few plants within Kisan, focusing on the Tarapur plant from where we will feed whole of Maharashtra and the neighboring states. Then Kisan brand being launched in some of the at some of the distributors for Apollo pipes in South India and in North India. So a lot of work has happened, right? We are confident that from quarter two, quarter three, you will start seeing better volume growth. Margin front, we are not worried. I mean, whatever P&L you are seeing, that's more optical because of like inventory losses, etc. Once volume picks up, you will see good trajectory for the profitability as well.
Yeah, thanks for the detailed explanation. Also, wanted to understand now that you've stopped sharing segmental data, but can you share us the volume growth across agri, plumbing, and infra for you on a YOY basis?
So, Karan, I mean, there has not been any growth, right? FY26 was flattish. Q1 has been flattish. So there is nothing to give like segment-wise growth, right? But what I can tell you is that CPVC is doing well. Window profile is ramping up. Bath fittings are kind of flattish. Water tank is growing double digit, right? Government infrastructure business, whether it is OPVC or HDP, that's like almost zero. That's one of the major drags for the overall volume to remain flat. Fittings is doing fine now, like single digit growth, although in this tough last five quarters. So yeah, that's what it is.
Right. And Yanubhav, you mentioned of 5,000 crores of top line, you know, in next 5 years. What with respect to the return ratio profile, how do you see that? I recollect some math in the previous call. You know, have you revisited the math and do you have something to give us on call at this time?
So see, I mean, to achieve that revenue, okay, our gross block on the books will be around 1,500 crore rupees in total, right? Then 25-30 days of working capital, which could be like 300-400 crores of working capital. So total gross capital employment will not exceed 1,800-1,900 crore rupees, right? And on 5,000 crore revenue, even if we make 10 to 12% EBITDA margin, which is like 500 to 600 broad range. So that gives like 25% ROC. So that math remains same, Karan. Okay. All the investment what we have made in last 2-3 years and new investment which we are going to make in next 2 years, it is keeping same math in mind, right? There is no deviation from that. It's just that we need some favorable environment, which obviously worst looks to be over, and then you will start seeing numbers actually in our P&L balance sheet and cash flow.
Do you think it's about 200 crores of CAPEX? Because I think we done through Varanasi, maybe this is for the south plan, land acquisition or something?
So yes, I mean, this 200 crore, which is like pending Varanasi, then ongoing brownfield expansion and new product addition, etc., right? So that's 200 crore. South India will be on top of it. We have not decided, we don't, we haven't like put up a complete game plan yet, but we have started looking at land, okay? So we have identified some pockets which make sense to put a plant there. So probably in FY27, this financial year, we'll finish the land acquisition. And then from next year, second quarter onwards, we will start putting up the plant. Okay, so the blueprint in our minds is ready, but we haven't put that in a drawing board yet, right? Maybe next 6 months, once we get more volume from Varanasi plant, our Maharashtra plant from Kisan, that ramp up also takes place, right? So I think these are the two milestones before we start putting up a plant in South India. And if things become better, right, so we can always fast track it. Like I said, we have already identified the land parcel. If we believe that industry is turning around, our Maharashtra plant, our Varanasi plant, both have started performing better than expected. So then we can always fast track the South India plant. Thanks, Karan.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shaurya Shah from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So most of these have already been answered, but just wanted to know with the proposed amalgamation, like the qualitative details have obviously been provided by the company, but in terms of quantitative, how much kind of annual cost synergies can Apollo expect from the Kisan merger, and by when does kind of the management expect these benefits to materialize? So if any numbers are possible.
So sure, a lot of synergies we have already achieved, right, in terms of cost rationalization. For example, one source of raw material, one source of managing finance and tech, okay. And because it's going to be a separate brand, right, so Kisan will always have its own sales team, right, own admin costs at the plant level. But still, once everything becomes one, so there could be like 1% cost synergies which could come at the overall company level.
Okay, understood. And in terms of geographies, like you obviously mentioned South India is looking well in terms of demand outlook. So any other specific regional pockets that are looking very attractive, which we haven't kind of targeted before?
So all our plants are positioned geographically as per our strategy, Shore. Number one is Secunderabad mother plant, which takes care of north. Then we have Kisan plant for west, which takes care of Maharashtra, Gujarat, and Madhya Pradesh to some extent. Then we have Varanasi plant, which takes care of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar belt till Orissa. Okay, that's the target. And then, which is what is missing is larger South India plant. We already have a small plant in Bangalore. But there the total capacity is very less. So once we put up that larger plant in South India, so that will cover whole country. And there could be like one, two additional plants if required. Once these all four plants are fully ramped up, then there could be like additional satellite plants if required will put up.
Okay, understood. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you for answering the questions.
Thank you. We take that as a last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. On behalf of the company, I thank you all for joining us today for this conference call. We appreciate your continued support and interest in our company. We look forward to updating you on our progress in future calls. If you have any further questions, please feel free to reach us. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of Apollo 5, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us.